what you want to do.
That's better. It seems to me that if we could stop this young copper giving his evidence, the case against me collapses.
How are you going to stop him?
Maybe that's not necessary. Maybe we can fix it so his evidence won't be believed.
What's on your mind?
I'll tell you in a moment. Now, who do we know in the division? One of the boys, someone we can trust.
In X Division? Let's see. There's Fixer Stone.
Drinks too much.
Jimmy Fox. Slip Scanlon.
Too well known.
Tricky Mick Nolan.
That is the one. Tricky Mick the bookie. And listen, unless my memory is playing tricks on me, this very same copper has hauled in Mick several times for street betting.
I don't see how that helps.
Well, I'll tell you then. We get hold of Tricky Mick Nolan. We fix it for him to get at this young man.
Dan, two coffees, please.
Okay, Archie. The cave coming up.
Coffee Dan's the home from home. Make it snappy, Danny boy. I'm freezing to death. Don't envy you on the beat tonight, Archie.
Don't remind me of it. Still, I don't go on for another hour yet. I'll see you home, and then...
The cave. Sucre pour, madame.
What on earth do you think you're doing, Dan?
I'm just practicing when I open the competition of the Ritz. It'll be a tenner. Silver play.
You speak French like a native, Dan. Yeah.
Yes, a native of Greenland.
Tall very much, cock. Or I mean, merci beaucoup.
Oh, Dan's a scream. The last time I was
here... Hello there, Archie.
Oh. Hello, Tricky. How's, tricks?
Oh, getting a bare living, boy. Grafting hard. I'm penciling up a proper course bookie now. No more street betting for me. You blokes are too what?
Turned over a new betting slip, eh, Nolan?
Yeah, it's no good trying to beat the law. Could I have a word in private with you, chum? I won't keep you long.
Why, sure. Excuse me, Johnny.
Of course.
Yeah, come over to the corner table.
Now then, Nolan, what is it?
Well, I hardly know how to start.
Come on, let's have it. In trouble again? Want me to say a word for you?
No, no, nothing like that. It's a missus, see?
Oh, Molly, that's what you two had decided to call it a day.
Oh, I ain't back with her yet. Still down at Ma Dawson's, same old ground floor front.
Oh, what's worrying you, then?
Well, you see, it's our wedding anniversary tomorrow. Molly's and mine. 13 years it's been.
I suppose with a name like Nolan, you had to marry a fiery Irish colleen.
Yes, and me, born and bred a Cockney, eh? Molly and me been on the outs ever since that schmozzle we had, remember?
Do I remember? Thought she was going to do for you once and for all that night. She's a powerful woman, is Molly.
You're telling me. Well, I've been living apart from her ever since that rumpus, and, I kind of thought it was time we made it up, see?
Well, why don't you? Good opportunity, your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I bought her a present. Half a dozen pair of nylons.
On the black?
Yeah, black as midnight. But you can't prove it, so it's none of your business. Everybody does it nowadays.
Well, look at it. Why are you telling me all this, Nolan?
Well, you see, Molly's got a soft spot for you. She always says you're the only decent rosser in the district.
I'm flattered. So what?
Well, there's racing at Folkestone tomorrow, and I've got to catch the early train down. It's too late to catch the post tonight, so... Well, I thought maybe you'd act as
intermediary? A sort of mixture of copper and cupid, eh?
Yeah, something like that. You see, if you was to take them round to her in the morning, it's on your beat, and give them to her with a few kind words about me, like, you know, I'm on a level now and keeping out of trouble, maybe it'd help us make it up, see?
All right, anything to oblige. Glad to see you're running straight nowadays. I'll do what I can to square things with Molly. Come on, give us the parcel.
Well, I ain't got it yet, Archie boy. See, it's round in my room. I'll tell you what. You give a knock at my window when you pass on your beat tonight, and I'll hand it out to you, okay?
Okay. I'll pass your place round about 1:30. I'll give you a knock.
Thanks, Archie boy. You're a pal.
Don't mention it. So long.
Why the conference, Archie?
Sorry, Joan. There's one of my stray lambs who wants to go home. You wouldn't be interested. Did I ever tell you you've got the prettiest little nose in all the world?
Oh, quiet, Archie. Here's your friend again.
Well, good night, lady. Sorry I kept your friend so long.
That's all right. Good night.
Sausages, chips, cup of char, bread and spare. How much, Dan?
Tricky by name, tricky by nature. Two cups of char, two and a penny, Nolan.
Well, there's half a dollar for you. Keep the change. Good night.
Blimey, what's got into you? Giving things away.
I've had a change of heart, Dan.
Hey, Nolan, Nolan.
Who's that?
It's all right. Me, thank you.
Well, I was just going round to see Mr. Maddox.
Shut up and give him a car there.
Oh, everything went fine, Mr. Saintly. I mugged all that copper, all right.
Shut up,
proper,
I did.
Oh, all right, all right. Keep your shirt on. Blimey. You here, Mr. Maddox?
Get in and sit down. How did things go?
Oh, he swallowed it. Hook, line and sinker. He's calling round for the parcel 1:30 tonight.
All right, Saintly, get going. We'll drop Nolan at the top of Primrose Street. You can walk down to headquarters, okay?
Yeah, what's all this about headquarters? You don't mean a copper shop, do you?
You guessed it in one, though. Then you're going down to see Divisional Detective Inspector Wilson.
Yeah.
To lay a complaint.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Maddox. You offered me 50 nicker to do a little job for you. I need the money, and I ain't too particular how I get it. But if you got any idea I'm going to start any hanky-panky with Wilson, well, you've got another thing coming,
I'll tell you. What's good for you, Nolan, you'll shut your trap and listen. You're going down to Primrose Street Divisional Headquarters right now. When you get there, you'll refuse to talk to anybody except the DDI.
I don't like it.
When you get to Wilson, you'll spin him a nice little fanny about how you've been persecuted ever since your last conviction.
You're trying to tell me, Nolan, that PC-49's been demanding money from you?
Pure blackmail, that's what it is, Inspector. But he squeezed me bone dry this time, that's why I've come to you.
I think you're a stinking little liar, Nolan. But go on.
Well, he picked me up 3 times in a row. The records will show that. The last time, the beat gave me a proper belting. 100 quid and no time to pay.
Go on.
Well, a few days later, I was taking a few slips on a derby, see, just to try and get myself solvent again, when up comes his lordship, 49. He puts it to me straight, bold as brass he was. Nolan, he says, 20 quid in my pocket, it'll cost you less than another fine. Well, so what can I do? I'll give him a 20 nicker. Thank God nobody backed a winner with me that day.
As you say, you've made a number of payments to him.
Yeah, over 200 quid in the last 8 months since my last conviction.
And you allege that PC-49 put another demand on you tonight in Coffee Dens?
I say he did. Nolan, he says, you've got to find a century tonight. I want it urgent. Well, I told him he had no chance. I didn't know where to get it. So he answers, you'll find it, Nolan, or else you'll never take another bet in this neighbourhood. And what's more, he says, I'll fit another charge on you if it's the last thing I do. He told me he'd be passing my place 1:30. He said he'd knock at the window, and if I didn't pay out, I'd go in.
Well, I'll tell you something for nothing, Nolan. I agree with Sergeant Wright. I think you're prevaricating. But it's my duty, unfortunately, to investigate your charges. Is there anywhere where we could conceal ourselves in this room of yours?
Yeah, there's a sort of kitchenette in the corner with a curtain pulled across.
Right. There's £100 here in £1 notes.
And that's why I asked for it once, sir.
These notes are marked and we know the numbers. I'm going to put them in this envelope and you'll take them with you. Sergeant Wright and myself will be round at your place at 1:00. If there's any substance to your story, which I greatly doubt, you'll have a chance of giving this package to Constable Barclay Willoughby. But I warn you, Nolan, that if this is a trick, I'll put you right where you belong.
Hey, Nolan. Nolan, 49 here. Come on, open up.
Oh, hello, Archie boy. I've been waiting for you.
Well, come on then, let's have it. I can't mess about here all night.
Blimey, it's cold, isn't it? Me in my pajamas, too. I left the door on that chair. Come in, I'll give it to you.
Well, of all the nerve.
In here, Archie.
49 to you, chum. I'm on duty. Go on, hand it over. I don't want my sergeant to catch me in here.
Half a mo. The last time I can manage a prisoner this sort. I can't afford it the way things are.
Oh, we went over that tonight in Coffee Dan's. You take my tip, Nolan. This is the sort of present you've got to keep on giving if you want to stay out of trouble.
Well, here you are. You dirty, rotten blackmailer.
What did you say?
All right, 49. You can hand that package over to me now.
Inspector Wilson, what are you doing here? A new sir. What is this?
The lousiest job I've ever done in 20 years of service. What made you do it, 49?
Do what, Sergeant?
These are our notes, all right, Sergeant.
Now, listen. I'm beginning to see the light. Nolan told me this was a packet of stockings, a present for his wife.
Pack it in, copper. You've had it. They're wise to
you. Now, shut up, you. Constable, you'll go back to the station with Sergeant Wright. And I'd give half my superannuation to get out of doing what I've got to do.
Pending further inquiries. I'll never forget the way Wilson looked at me. Wright acted like I kicked him in the stomach.
But it's ridiculous. I can't believe that either of them really think you're mixed up in anything crooked. Oh, drink your tea, darling.
The whole thing's been planned with such diabolical cleverness. Every word I said in Nolan's room was absolutely innocent, but it must have sounded guilty as hell.
Nolan, the dirty little rat. Why do you think he's trying to frame you, Archie?
Oh, Lord knows. I only picked him up when I had to. I never made a target of him.
There's someone bigger than Nolan behind this.
But I can't think who or why.
Somehow we're going to find out. I'm not going to have my own extra special copper tonked by a cheap little cook like Tricky McNose.